The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We want to turn our minds back now, though, unfortunately, to the weekend and to the rugby in particular. So 42-27, it ended, not the send-off people were hoping for the retiring Peter O'Mahony, Conor Murray and Keane Healy in the Aviva. But are there deeper questions Ireland need to answer? Daniel Hussey, the journalist, joins me now. Daniel, I don't want to be accused of overreacting and panicking here, but when you look at the age profile, not of the looming retirees, but of the rest of the squad, of Bundiaki turning 25 and Finlay Beelam 34, Tyke Furlong, Jack Conan, Tyke Byrne, Jameson Gibson-Park, James Lowe, they're all going to be 33 this year, if not already. We're getting a bit long in the tooth, are we?
A small bit. Like, I know the average age for the World Cup squad was around the 28, 29 mark, and that hasn't really gone down too much since then. So, like, you sort of compare us to maybe other countries would probably really prioritise the four-year cycle, whereas I think Ireland's culture, just with Six Nations and how big and great a competition it is, to be fair, is always going out to try and win the Six Nations as best we can. So I guess that's probably why we've had the retirees in the middle of a World Cup cycle. I mean, the scary thing about the French game was just, you know, we're in the game and then all of a sudden we're absolutely obliterated by a more physical, faster opponent. So people are saying, like, there's been a little bit of an overreaction, but, like, at the same time, I don't think Ireland have really been blown away like that since New Zealand maybe 3 years ago, pre-COVID, for a home game like that. So yeah, I'd be slightly concerned just given the average age, which would obviously come down given those retirements. But it'd want to be just in terms of trying to find those young players.
And how robust or healthy is the conveyor belt of young talent coming through?
Like, it's good in the sense, like, for example, Sam Prendergast, obviously 22 years of age, has played number 10, has been very good at times. The Six Nations has probably been found out a little bit with his defensive capabilities. Gus McCarthy's coming through as well. They both have come through the Ireland under 20s and schools rugby system. But I guess it's probably, and I think David Humphrey said this himself, about the lack of an X factor, for want of a better description, from our young players. Like, Sam Prendergast is probably obviously the exception there. It's like, outside of those players we brought in, which is a resident serial, like James Lowe, for example, you know, that flair player, but also very physically capable. We don't seem to be producing those players at the rate of, say, other nations. And we're reliant a little bit too much, perhaps, on that resident serial.
Yeah, I was going to ask to what extent that helped maybe paper over a few cracks in the last few years. Like, if you take over those project players, or if you take them out, rather, I mean, Ireland suddenly drops down to kind of maybe a kind of a fifth, sixth, seventh in world rankings as opposed to a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, like you take James Lowe, Mac Hansen, Bundiaki, Gibson Park out of any team, they're going to drop down, you know. And it's great having those players, and to be honest, they've elevated not just the performances of themselves, but also elevated the players around them. And that can only be good for young players seeing that. But I guess on the other hand, they're taking the position away from perhaps young players who can get a bit of more of a look, and hence that average age is probably up a little bit. So it's always a balancing act, and I go back to what I've been saying consistently just about the RFU. We're very reliant on schools rugby system. Naturally we would be, but there's probably needs to be a little bit more outside the box thing.
Yeah, you kind of took the words out of my mouth, because I was going to ask, will it be ever thus with Ireland, given the system we have, that despite the increase in popularity of the game as a spectator sport, it is still the private rugby paying schools that provide the players of the future? That's no different today than it was back in the doldrums in the mid 90s.
No, like, for example, I went to a public school very close to three or four private rugby playing schools. Now, I know that public school that I went to now plays rugby, but it's not at the same school rugby, or at least the level of those private schools. So I think there has been a small amount of work to get participation rates up outside those schools rugby system, but you can see the conveyor belt talent. Everyone's coming from a schools rugby background outside, obviously, the players we brought in through the residency rules. So it's trying, rugby has, or the RFU in particular, has got to try and find these players now, whether that's from other sports, for example, that players that maybe in their mid-teens that tried other sports but have the natural physicality to maybe be brought through rugby that aren't in those private schools. Because I think anyone outside the private schools, it's very hard for them to perhaps get a spot in the Leinster Academy, given most of those spots are going to players. Now, and look, the schools rugby system produces some great players. I mean, I've just named two at the top of the show, Gus McCarthy, Sam Prendergast came through the Ireland under 20s, which is brilliant. But even that team was overpowered physically by France and England in the Six Nations. So it's definitely where times are at.
Yeah, I guess on the one hand then, acknowledging the lack of depth when it comes to the player pool or the developing player pool, it's easy to do. It's quite another to do something about it. Rugby runs into the same problems that you can talk about in terms of, you know, soccer in this country, is that, you know, the big draws from a sporting point of view are our own indigenous games.
Exactly. Like, I mean, compared to nearly all of Europe, I mean, it's always a conversation. Even seeing the success of the European indoors athletics over the weekend was great to see. You just wonder, like, outside of, like, I'm from a GA background myself. I love GA. I think it's everything to be Irish, and I think it's fantastic. But obviously, like, you're, to speak coldly about it, you are taking players from other sports. So for rugby, is to try and become an option for some of those GA players, some of those multi-talented GA players at a young age. If they do, again, as they go back to from a public school background or from a school that doesn't play rugby, to maybe make itself more attractive. And rugby still has that, and you mentioned it, Karen, it just has that closed shop feel to it for a lot of people that I speak to in working class areas, in even some middle class areas, that they don't really have the grasp for rugby because of that private school section of it. And the RFU have got to try and bring, because of the increase in popularity of rugby with the viewing figures, like some of the most viewed figures in sport across the year, but they've got to try and bring people with them in terms of a playing pool. So then we come to this stage and we're not reliant on the residency rule that we had last year.
Yeah, well, listen, it would be sad to see the tide go too far out, given that as the football team got worse, the Irish rugby team got much better. So there was something for us all to cheer about, to wrap the green flag around us and a bandwagon to jump on. Anyway, Daniel, thanks a million for talking us through all of that. Daniel Hussey, a journalist there. We're going to come back to that story a little bit later. We'll get the views of Gordon Darcy on whether the tide is going out, what can be done about it. 087 1400 106. If you want to get in touch after the break, Ricky Tomlinson will be with me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.